Welcome to the skating session. My name is Tony Wheeler.
And I'm Thomas Vu.
And we're here live from Milan. We just watched the Rhythm Dance last night. We had a crazy day of travel the day before, so we skipped over the final of the team event. But we are here for the next week. We're going to potentially see the entire men's competition. We have free dance tickets already. Maybe get the pairs competition as well. But the main thing we're here to talk about today is the rhythm dance that happened last night.
Yes. Before we do that, really quick, congratulations to Team USA on winning the team event. You know, they were the favorites, but when we played it out, we knew it was going to be close. Won by 1 point. Totally ecstatic for everyone and their performances. Everyone did exactly what they needed to do. Things went right. You know, everyone played their part, and that was just like the best thing about the team event. It really was a team effort. So love how close it was. Congratulations again to Team USA for winning, Japan for getting the silver medal, and then Team Italy for bronze.
Yeah, and as soon as we got to Italy yesterday, we decided to do a little bit of sightseeing around Milan, and the first people we saw literally were Ellie Kam's parents, and they were on top of the world, as you can imagine, because Kam and O'Shea really, their skate solidified that gold medal for Team USA, landing both of her throws, I think, for the first time ever. So congratulations.
Yes, congratulations. And they gave us some great restaurant recommendations. So thank you for that, yeah. Kams.
So rhythm dance, we ended up sitting what would be right behind the judges in, I think, the third row, but there was really no one in front of us. So we basically had front row seats. That's about as close as you were going to get in the event. You have Fournier, Baudry, and Cizarone in first place, and you have Chuck and Bates right behind them, like a half a point behind, and Gillis and Poirier in a really tight competition for third, ahead of Fearon Gibson, and then Guignard and Fabry round out the final group that we'll see tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. So starting with Fournier, Baudry, Cizarone, it's no secret, I think all season we've been saying they are the ones to beat. Maybe this rhythm dance situation, you could see where Chuck and Bates, it could go either way. We saw in the team event that Chuck and Bates were able to finish ahead, but looking at what happened last night, again, I'm just going to say there were so many cool programs, but these top two, I would say those are not among my favorites. Yeah, so it's like, it's like, whatever. I think both teams have issues with speed. I would say Fournier, Baudry, Cizarone are a little bit faster, but at the same time, they do have this stop and go kind of thing going on with their program, which I've referenced so many times this season, just one too many vogues. So I don't think it is the strong program for them, as opposed to Chalk and Bates. I think that this is really probably where they shine. I would say the choreographic step element is the best one, or at least is deserving of the plus five. I don't see any issue there.
I agree with all that too. You know, generally, like, I really don't like Fournier, Baudry, and Cizarone's like rhythm dance in general, in terms of like just theme. It's not really that creative. It's exactly, you know, on the nose of what you'd want to do for something like this. It's not something I really go back and rewatch.
Dance party, not
like, yeah, like, right. The 90s dance party. It's like, I don't think anyone's going out there and having a Vogue party.
They are.
Right.
I mean, I don't.
But, you know, the Chuck and Bates actually, to me, have a really good rhythm dance, actually. Like, I like the theme and everything. It's just the skating doesn't always match up. So, in terms of like just who should have won, I definitely agree with Fournier, Baudry, and Cizarone. Even then, you know, the Twizzles, they had some issues with synchronization in the second set and the third set. You know, the second set, she starts ahead but ends behind, whereas in the third set for the feature, she's ahead. Look, like you were saying, like a quarter rotation.
A quarter of a rotation. It looked like, she was just slightly ahead.
And you could see at least the third one in real time. So even with just that, they have a negative feature, should max out at plus three.
Which most did.
And most did. Only two judges went plus four. Yeah. One went one, which, okay, sure. Chinese judge, but he's always doing stuff like that. And the Chinese judge went plus two. But I agree with everything else happening here. Like, maybe I'm just not a fan again of the ending, of the way they change the ending. I much prefer the curve lift and then ending with the choreographic step. Now it just looks like every other rhythm dance, which, you know, whatever, it is what it is. Going to Chalk and Bates too, I actually thought this was well skated. I actually preferred it better here than the team competition. I'm not sure if it's because like we were here in the arena.
Well, yeah, I mean, you were literally in the third row. So
tired, traveling, and all that stuff.
The thing again for them, I think it should be a close competition. I don't think that either team, especially in this rhythm dance, is running away. Yeah, but the free dance is a little bit of a different story. And when that occurs, we'll get into it. But there's five elements in the rhythm dance. Again, five elements in the rhythm dance. Give Chalk and Bates plus five across the board for the choreographic step. I think that it's so creative. It's good. I love it. Then you get to this Twizzle situation. And I saw a lot online, and I got messages immediately last night. If we hadn't been up for 30 hours straight at that point, we probably would have made a video. But a lot of the questions were, oh, people are outraged. They think that this is a shock. They can't believe. They think that the fix is in place and all this stuff. And I don't know.
Yeah, no, not at all. It's the same thing we've talked about. People were saying stuff like, hey, you know, like when Abel Dreen Cicerons was like overscored and everything like that. And I really don't think so, because for the most part, they got +3, which is where they should have maxed out. It's Chuck and Bates to me that were overscored because their GOE is actually over it, because they got 2 fours, which pushes them over +3, right?
But again, the +4 is not a possible situation. Exactly. And I wish that we could hang signs all over by the judges and say, if you give any negative feature on any element, you cannot give a +4. It's not a capable score.
Yeah.
You need to drop it to a maximum of +3.
And seeing it like in person live, that first set, she stops momentum to me before that fourth rotation.
She stops way before. Yeah, and second set too. I mean, the Twizzles do not move. And this is not, again, this is nothing to do with Chalk and Bates as people. It's not nothing to do. They didn't look at us the wrong way or anything. But when you have a judge sport, I don't care if people want to argue that one program was better than the other because of the feeling they got, whatever. That's very subjective. But objectively, when the technical side of things gets put into play, then you need to look at this matrix and you need to see. I'm 100% sure that anyone in the crowd last night, if they're watching the Twizzles or anyone that's very a casual fan, you can see that Chalk and Bates, if you look at their Twizzles in isolation, you would think that this team is like a first group kind of team, because it really, they might have synchronization on them. That's one component to it. But the stopping the momentum of moving forward of the Twizzles should be a hit on the level, and it should be a hit on the GOE. And time and time again, it seems like more often than not, they're getting away with it. And if you're going to argue, you know, Laurence and Guillaume, who actually did have flow the entire time, I posted a video from the third row, which is about as good of a view as the judges are going. We're same side as the judges, so they're seeing the same thing. The technical panel is seeing the same thing. Those keep the flow. They keep moving. They don't have any issues. Chalk and Bates, it's just like they have a, it's like a wind-up doll. You know, you pull it, and then it starts, and then it just kind of fizzles out by the end.
So, yeah, I feel like the call for level 4 for her Twizzles was really generous. Yeah. It should have been level 3 at the max. Just because, again, they should not be getting credit for that last rotation for her. Uncertainly. Other than that, I thought that was like a really well-performed. I love the choreographic step.
Yep.
It's really cool in person. They keep the energy up. Mm-hmm. And then the ending, like, I know it's typical choreographic step and rotation. Mm-hmm. Every team's doing it. But theirs, to me, is actually way more effective than
I think so too.
I actually don't like the rotational lift. Poitier, Baudry, and Cicerón do all that much. I actually thought that lift was a little overscored, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I would not have given it +5 just because it's too slow to transition into the position. Rotational speed isn't that great. But, you know, moving on to like third place.
Just looking at the PCS, I think, again, you're looking, a lot of people ask about the speed, who was faster, and I would say Laurence and Guillaume.
100%.
But it's not like Laurence and Guillaume are speedy. It's just that Chalk and Bates are actually not very fast, and I don't know how else to put it. And then when you look at that and you look at maybe the extension and the use of the body and the up and down movement and the depth of edge, I would say for sure Laurence and Guillaume have it all over Chalk and Bates on skating skills, which really 25 hundredths of a point going from like 9.75 to 9.5, that's really not enough separation for me. Mm-hmm. Again, composition and presentation, that's, everyone's going to have their own feelings. Some people don't like certain genres of music. They don't like a certain piece of music, and they think that affects massively what the PCS should be, but it doesn't work like that. Mm-hmm. But from a skating skill standpoint, I really think that Laurence and Guillaume have quite an advantage there, PCS-wise.
Yeah, the skating's just smoother. All the way out, it's really smooth. So even, again, if the rhythm dance speed isn't all that great, it's so smooth, like all the way through. And you can just see that. It's easy. Yeah. Speed, whereas Chalk and Bates, it's no way more crossovers. They're the same thing.
Yeah, and just one more thing, because there's a lot here. Pattern step was level 4 for Laurence and Guillaume. It also was level 4 for Fearon Gibson, which we'll get into that. That's whatever. Like throwing level 4s out like crazy. This is a very difficult element to get a level 4 on. It's very difficult. Chalk and Bates did have a level 4 on the initial call, and then they moved it down to a level 3, which probably shifted. It did shift the first and second placements. But I don't see how Chalk and Bates had a level 4 anyways. For me, it was very, and we were even sitting around people that are trained in this, and they said it was very clear that Laurence and Guillaume hit all of the requirements on time, in timing, to get the level 4. And it was very obvious.
And just really quick on that too, you know, with the pattern step, it's really strict because the panel's only looking for 4 difficult turns.
Yeah.
2 per partner, each one gets you a level.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things about 3 versus 4 is to get level 4, you also have to have 100% of the steps in the entire, their turns, the entire element be clean. Mm-hmm. So even if you have just like a 3 turn that's not clean, that's not going to count for level, mm-hmm. well, it's going to bring you down. If you were at a 4, now you're a 3, even mm-hmm. if everything else was pristine.
Yeah.
So that's just how strict level 4 calling is, which is why level 4 for some teams is like, oh, I don't
but
know.
But you shouldn't, I mean, this should be a very difficult level to achieve. It should not be something that's thrown out. And we saw all season, we saw people getting base level and level 1, and they're like, oh, they're too harsh. And now I feel like we're leaning towards the other side where we're not even looking.
We saw that at the team event, too. Yeah. The calling was just, oh, it's going to be a little generous, I think. But, you know, in third here, it was actually my favorite of the teams that ended up with the top five on Gillis and Poirier. I love this rhythm dance. It's so on theme. It's creative, unique choreography. Literally, like I replied or posted on one of like Piper's things about the opening pose. I'm like, iconic. I love the way it just opens. It just sets the mood perfectly. Mm-hmm. To me, it has so much great like choreographic motifs going all the way throughout. Mm-hmm. It has this almost like sassography. I don't know how to describe it. It's just really cool. Love seeing it in person. Mm-hmm. Of these top five, it was my favorite.
Moving really well, I would say they, if you're looking at the top two, again, I've said this all season, neither program is my favorite. You look at Gillis and Poirier, they keep the theme throughout. I love a good RuPaul program. I'm Too Sexy is kind of just thrown in there, whatever, but the RuPaul segments, they just add so many little nuances, even throughout the elements. Mm-hmm. There's just so much cool stuff. I love how she like points, and you, she points to the judges. And There's so much like the choreography. There's a lot of like
that posing section at the end of the choreographic step where they just keep like
all
the way through.
Yeah, really well skated though, because program's one thing. I would give them super high marks in the composition and the presentation of it. I would say they got through the program pretty well. I think that third, maybe they should have been pushing closer to second, if I'm honest, in that direction, not like this third through fifth kind of jumble that we have. But I thought it was really, really well performed. I didn't see any issues with the Twizzlers or anything. I do want to call out really quick because I just saw it. Beverly Smith, if you're watching us still, and I've repeated this, I grew up reading her books. I loved what she was doing. She's kind of just throwing out every conspiracy theory that she can right now. And it's a little bit annoying because she's talking about Guillaume and Laurence, who had the issue with the synchronization. Okay, we've spoken about all this criteria that gives them a plus five. Because they weren't in sync, the unison was off, they're now at a plus three. That's reasonable, right? But she's saying that their level is level 4 because even though they weren't in unison. This is nothing to do. Open the rule book. These are people that have been in the sport for so long and they refuse to open the rule book and they're pushing a narrative that is not true. And now you have all these people reading it on Twitter or wherever they're reading it and they think that this is fact. That's not a fact.
Misinformation spreads because people don't bother to read the rules or purposely don't read the rules and say things anyway.
Yeah.
But let's not do that.
But the thing what's so infuriating. If you're going to come at me with things that you are stating as fact, make sure that you understand that there are opinions and there are facts. There are subjective aspects to the sport. Do you like the music? Do you like the costuming? Do you like the makeup? But when you're talking about an element like dropping a level, make sure you know what constitutes dropping a level, and that's not it. So that you're throwing out something that just doesn't make sense.
Yeah. And then like moving on to fourth place, Fear Gibson. Now, I enjoyed it. It actually wasn't really my favorite, though. It really does feel like it takes over halfway through the rhythm dance to even get really invested. Yeah. It's like when they go into the midline, no touch, the twizzles, and then the pattern dance. It's just kind of like trudging through. And then you get to the choreographic rhythm step, and then you get to the rotational lift, and it's dynamic. It's interesting.
Yeah.
But before that, like it was cool. I was into it for music-wise because, you know, I was that crazy elementary school kid listening to the Spice Girls in the playground, you know, like, yay.
Yeah.
I brought my CD player.
I love the music. I think that I'm just going to bounce around right now because this is where I start to think that the results are a little bit iffy for me. I don't think Fear and Gibson, how they performed last night, and again, I'm a big cheerleader of them, and I have defended them when they've really stepped it up. I think they were tight. I would say that her levels, they kept the level 4 pattern, correct?
Three.
It moved to a 3.
It was called four initially.
Yeah. I would say just tight throughout. And when you're looking at like Amelia and Vadim from the United States, and you're also looking at Lopa River and Brousseau, I think that those two teams should be ahead of fourth and fifth place. So I would have Amelia and Vadim pushing like in fourth, maybe even pushing even higher, which is crazy to say, but honestly, they were that good. And then Lopa River and Brousseau also, I mean, maybe they should be fourth. Like that should be the final group. Hands down for me, that should be the final five. Afearon Gibson, just, you know, I think last night I said it would probably be 7th or 8th on my scorecard just because it was tight. The Twizzles are always a little bit of an effort. Their choreographic elements are always a highlight. This is what has gotten them so far in the free dances, is all these choreographic elements. So the choreographic step, of course, is going to be good. Rotational lift, also very good. Midline is not as strong. Pattern step is not as strong. Even if you're getting these high levels, the GOE for me should be not as great, because of just how they perform it. So these little, again, 5 elements. If you're chipping away at these elements because of the quality, then I would have to say that I would not have them in the final group, unfortunately. Yeah. And I think that this race for bronze, I think really Gillis and Poirier should kind of be comfortably in that third position.
Right, with maybe Amelia and Vadim like playing spoiler in case they make
a mistake, but not
right?
Like, I mean, still,
if
like
they make a mistake
pushing exactly, but it should be a comfortable third in my opinion, pushing towards second. You know, it's not how the judges saw it, or it's not how the tech panel saw it.
I think
either,
one of the things with Fearon Gibson is they came out so strong with choreographic elements, and they were basically showing the field like, hey, how well you do these is one of the most important things in ice dance right now. And every other team's catching up. Yeah. Every other team is kind of getting that memo and improving.
They're
on
finding
it.
Ways to get plus 5. Exactly. Exactly.
Right? And that's one of the things that you see with Fearon Gibson. Like they don't have that advantage anymore.
Yeah.
And then 5th, we know in February, you know, seeing them live in person, what screamed to me was, oh wow, their skating quality really is getting worse. Those Twizzles in person.
The Twizzles are not good, but listen, yeah, they're not good. They're not good, but the rest of their skating is quite good. They're, from a foundation standpoint, from a skating skills standpoint, in isolation, they are strong. It's just the elements look a little bit rough all the way around.
Right,
in my
when
opinion.
You put them all together, right, so they don't transition well to me at all. Like, there isn't really even much of a program that's engaging.
Yeah, and it really, wise. Yeah, it doesn't
even
stand
though
out.
You say that, like, the steps and everything are good. I actually don't think they're that great right now. Like, when I was watching them, I wasn't thinking to myself, like, oh, wow, this is so exceptional. Whereas maybe few years ago, I was like, this is the exceptional team of the final group. They should be the
I'm not saying their steps. I'm saying keep skating skills separate, which you need to do. Skating skills are not reflected in the elements. Their skating skills, the way they get into their knees and their movements are, and their speed is very good. You look at their elements in isolation, like the Twizzles and look the midline, everything's looking a little bit rough. I have to agree. And I don't think that this program hits. During the program, the audience was kind of like, kind of into it. But there's other programs like Loper River Brousseau. They got into it immediately. The crowd was going wild for that program.
Yeah.
You know, it's an Italian audience, so they're going to cheer very loudly at the end. But it just didn't really hit for me. I don't get the concept. And there's so many strong concepts in this group.
Like, I know, like, bits and pieces of groups gave standing ovations. I know we gave, like, a few. But, like, by and large, the audience didn't give any standing ovations to anybody, not even the Italians.
No.
So that was, like, very interesting, too. The one team they should have, they didn't.
Well, I mean,
so,
whatever.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, and then 6th place is Zingis and Kolesnik, to where I actually feel like they should have pushed higher. Even if they got a personal best, they're on that upward trajectory, just like we said they were going to be. Yeah. And, you know, this is their thing to show that, like, we are the next team for the next cycle, the up-and-comers winning 4 continents, coming here, posting, again, a personal best, 83.53. Yeah. And even then, I'm like, maybe they should have pushed a little higher, because in person, this was my favorite thing to watch, this competition.
Yeah.
This rhythm dance. Like,
I would say Loper River Brousseau really hit it out of the park for me. But Amelia Vadim, I mean, I know we've been pushing their upwards trajectory, and I see a lot of comments that are also, going back again, some of the other comments that I got in my inbox are that Laurence and Guillaume are a brand new team. This is not, he's getting all this reputation score. Goodness. They can't get these scores because they're new. And this, Amelia, she's too new to get these scores. They're not that good. I mean, unfortunately, the thing is, like, they are that good.
Speaks for itself.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how long.
You can tell they practice over and over and over again to hit, because it's all just so clean and so they got it.
Vision. Like, they're no one moves like them in the field right now.
Yeah.
They're moving so fast, so dynamically. Yeah. They're so sharp. These staccato movements that are done in sync with extension.
Yeah.
Like, it's just really great. Like, that choreographic rhythm steps still gave me chills. Yeah. It's just so, so, so good. Everything just flows so well. Again, they perform these elements better than some of the teams that placed above them.
Yeah, of course. No, they should be at least 4th. I mean, I'm 100% on that. They should be in that final group.
And 7th is Reed and Ambrulovicius, where I feel like overmarked. they would not put them seventh here.
I always feel like they're overmarked, but in the grand scheme of things, I think that their presentation is really hits it out of the park. Yep. I think I understand why they're a fan favorite, and I understand why these people that refuse to open a rule book think that they're undermarked or that their scores are, you know, right. For me, they just don't move as effortlessly. I do like them quite a bit. I think that they are very audience friendly. But when we're looking at kind of the positioning, there's no way they belong ahead of the second French team, Loup River Brousseau. There's no way. Le Joie and Laga that were right behind them, I don't know. They didn't have their best skate, and I'm a huge fan of them, and I will say they did not have their best skate. So, you know, give them high scores on the PCS, not for skating skills, but on the composition and the presentation. This is actually one of the most memorable programs for me of the rhythm dance season. So give them the points there, but hitting these levels and especially on the midline and the pattern. These are the two things. Almost everyone can get through their twizzles and get a level four. Almost everyone can do that. Almost everyone's going to get high scores on the choreographic step because there's really no requirement, whatever, go from barrier to barrier and wave your hands around, whatever, get high scores. So it really comes down to the midline and it comes down to the pattern because, again, the lifts too. Like you do a rotational lift or whatever you do, you're going to probably get a high score as long as you get through it. So when you're looking at those two elements, I would say they're not as strong. There's a little bit of a just a separation between them. And I think that her in particular, if you watch her, she's kind of wobbly and just not as steady as some of these top teams. So I would say maybe in the top 10. I mean, I don't know. I would have to look, but I think that it was okay. But then Loup River Brousseau, like I said, fifth, maybe fourth, you know, they to me really were the ones that stood out. And I think if we go back to Europeans, I said they're in that final group. If they deliver, they will be one of the audience favorites. And they had the audience from the first 10 seconds of the program. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing, but they delivered as well. They hit everything. They looked sharp.
I really like this program. And I was a little critical of kind of the way they performed it and everything. But actually in person, it worked really well for me. Mm-hmm. Even if it wasn't purely on that blue theme or that kind of melancholy Daft Punk theme. But, you know, it was really enjoyable too. You could tell the audience was really behind it. It was probably one of the favorites of the audience, again, despite not being one of the Italian teams. Yeah, definitely felt undermarked here. Should have pushed a little higher. I think I agree with Tony. Should have been in top five.
Yeah.
You know, I disagree with two of these other teams.
They're only two points out of fifth.
They went from European silver medalist to being dumped at Worlds, and now they're doing this slow climb.
They were bronze medalists, I think, right?
No, they were silver.
They were silver.
Europeans, yeah. And so even just then, it's like they're being a little undermarked just for being French number twos.
Yeah. They got a pattern level two, which hurt them, and then everything else was basically the same. Twizzles threes across the board. I think their twizzles were okay. It's just, you know, looking, and they got through them a lot better than one of those teams up at the top.
Yeah, I think they probably had some of the best twizzles in the final two groups here.
Yeah.
And then in 10th, there's Smart and Deke.
No, well, we skipped over Le Joie and Laga.
Oh, sorry, you're talking about Le Joie and Laga. And then it's just, I like the program. It's one of those two. I think one of the things, though, it's like the packaging and the theme isn't really, you're not going to get refinement out of it.
Too many music cuts, I would say. And it is a little bit frantic at times. And they have really good skating skills. And it doesn't really show it well here.
They're doing for this frantic energy, really high energy. But, you know, so are Amelia and Vettie, right?
And I just want to point something out. If you're going to give lower twizzle scores, which she got a level three on the twizzle because this is their money element and it was not good last night. You see there were judges here giving zero and plus one and plus twos. This is where you would give it a zero or a plus one. Saying that the French team, because they had a little unison issue, should be down at a zero when you watch Chalk and Bates time after time after time do what they do just doesn't equate. It doesn't make sense. Make it make sense. But this is an instance where this was not performed very well as far as twizzles go. And then even in the midline, he got a level two. I would have to rewatch to see where he got that call from. But just tight. It was a little bit sloppy. I don't think that it's the best.
That's just one of the hallmarks of their skating is they go for so much power and everything. It's just, and then for this, when they're going for that power and they're going for dynamic, fast movement, it just lends itself to general sloppiness. That's just, I think, what's holding them back again. And you get a pair of team like Zinkus and Kolesnik, who has a lot of the same energy, maybe isn't getting the same depth of edge, but is cleaner and more polished all the way through.
Smart and Deke, this is also wildly overscored in my opinion.
Yes. Not be talented.
Yeah, I don't know. I would say that 11th, 12th, maybe 13th. Yeah, I would say maybe 12th or 13th is where they should be. to be honest. I think that this is their weak program. I said this at Europeans, where they actually were pushed way down in the rhythm dance. I just think that it's more glaring here when they don't have... Dune is just their program. It's just their program that excels them in every single way. Everything else, it kind of shows the roughness of their elements.
Mm-hmm. And I think this is one of those things, too, to where, like, I think they get kind of reputation credit for the Dune programs. And the Dune program, it allows them to skate so open and mm-hmm. everything. They don't have to be in close hold. Whereas, like, in rhythm dance, you more or less kind of have to be in some type of hold almost mm-hmm. the entire time, mm-hmm. except during the midline. And that's what you're just seeing here, too. They're getting reputation, I think, GOE, just from that and how awesome the Dune programs, I guess.
Because they're actually, if you look at what their GOE was, there's very few fours and fives. I think that it was pretty moderately scored. I don't think that it was overscored. Just, I think maybe...
The PCS was a bit too much for me.
Looking at who's right behind them, I mean, it was less than a point to where I think they should have been.
And just that comparison between, you know, I guess you're seeing the Guerrero and Ponomarenko now being U.S. number threes are seeing a drop compared
to from fifth year. To now 11th, yeah, not even in the...
Five,
yeah.
Now 11th here in the rhythm dance. I actually agree with this placement in general, you know, between who's better, Smart Deke and them. Smart Deke even maybe have like a little more polish, but you don't know. If I put Guerrero and Ponomarenko ahead at this point, like, I don't know if I even would.
Performance, yeah. On the free dance, maybe it's a different story.
Yeah.
But Guerrero and Ponomarenko, I don't think that they're massively underscored. I think it's more back to the reality of where they are. And again, I've been somebody that's been very, I would say, critical to the point that people think I'm a hater or whatever, but I just don't see the ease of movement, especially from him.
Yeah.
I think that she has excelled so far and past where he's at. I actually really like the rhythm dance. It's just, there's things like the rotational lift continues to look so sloppy. The entrance, the position inside. And again, five elements. So if one of them is really glaringly like not as good, then you say, okay. And even you see the judges here, plus threes mostly. There's even a plus two. I would agree with that. There's ways to clean it up and get that plus five.
I give it the two because even then, it's not a great element. They start from a stop at the beginning of the program. Mm-hmm. The music really isn't there to even have this kind of like dynamism. So it almost feels thrown away. You know, let's just get it out of the way here. Yeah. It doesn't cover all that much ice either. The rotational speed isn't exceptional. Yeah. I'm not really enamored by like, ooh, the position is so cool and like whatever. And so even then, it's like, this is where they're losing it.
Yeah.
You know?
And I also, just look at the PCS. They skated in that, they were the last skaters in the second to final group, and only two judges had their PCS scores within the top 10.
Wow.
So, you know, it's just telling me, like, you look at the skating skills, for example, and this is something I've always been critical on. There's judges going to 8.25, 8.5. I think that's reasonable, to be honest. I really think that's a reasonable score, just based on the overall cleanliness and the finish and just... The way they move around the ice is just, for me, just lacking slightly. But still, I would have them ahead of Smart and Deke. Trujillo and Versluis, that's a Ricky Martin program. We only saw three.
Only. And the judges started commenting on that. Yeah, the judges started commenting on that. That's not judges, the audience. The audience, you could see the chatter every time Ricky Martin played. They were just like, And I'm just like, oh, these people did not live through feeling good.
Yeah.
The era of feeling good.
Yeah. So I think that their positioning was okay. I would have them slightly higher. Again, this free dance is, I think, where they really stand out. For me, pattern step was level two, midlines level two for both. I'm surprised that they were able to keep 12th, considering that those are kind of lower levels based on what we saw throughout the field. But they did get higher PCS. Davison Smolkin, you know, I will root for them till the end because I think they're so improved. It was not a great skate for them. I think that this positioning is fair. This is actually 13th. I think this is where they finished in 2022 when everyone was crying that they're probably going to be bronze medalists or something. I don't know. People were so convinced they were going to have this meteoric rise, but they didn't. I think with the free dance, I think they're pushing potentially to get into that top 10.
And they look like the best packaging this season between the two programs, you know, both winners, in my opinion. I love this too. It feels so genuine, so 90s. I remember going to school, seeing people dressed just like this too, you know, and again,
Madison Chalk did her outfit. I remember both outfits.
It looks so good.
Yeah.
So, great job.
Yeah. She got it right. We're being told we have to wrap this up. So we need to wrap it up with, I don't know. I was really disappointed to see actually the Germans in last place because I think that they have such a good free dance and they're pretty underappreciated most of the time. They were just outside that top 10 in the rhythm dance, if I'm not wrong, at Worlds last year. So this is a huge drop for them, but he got no credit on his Twizzle. So that's what happens. And Lim and Kwan, you know, we saw the Twizzle disaster for him in the rhythm dance, which actually, in a team event, which actually got boosted up to a level 3. We were confused about.
I did make this comment too in the audience, like people too are around us, but like I really hate that their group C feature they're going for is, hey, let's not change feet between the first and second.
Yeah, level. Yeah, yeah.
That's a high risk. Yeah. Versus reward thing. Not all features are created equally. They should not be going for this, especially when they've messed up multiple times, and getting a big zero here disqualified them from the free dance. They didn't qualify. Yeah. So that's it's not worth it. It's never worth it. It adds nothing to the program either. Go for an easier group C feature. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. So that's really it. We could keep going, but we are told that the area we're in, we have to get out of here. So we're trying to do this without editing the video. So this will be it for now. We are most likely going to the mentor program tonight. We will follow up with that. And then the free dance we are for sure going to be at. We have seats thanks to one of our lovely listeners. But as always, tell us what we got wrong. Tell us who we're a hater of, who we're too obsessed with, whatever it is. I don't know. Send me messages about how I'm crazy. Or
the opposite.
Yeah. Or if you agree. So for now, my name is Tony Wheeler.
And I'm Thomas Booth.
Thank you for watching The Skating Session live from Milan.
All right. Bye, everyone.